This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 9:45, you'll have a chance to win a Quinn's on the Corner $100 gift card. We'll do Name That 80s One-Hit Wonder.
Love it.
You have to give us the band and or artist name and exact title of the song. You do that, you win. It's that simple.
Hey, I got to thank the good people at the Grooming Lounge in Tyson's. I'm going out there for a fresh cut
today.
Might go out for a fresh cut and a shave. I don't really need a shave, but I might get one anyway.
Sure, while you're there. Why wouldn't you? Why would you turn it down?
So I'm going to go see my girl Sophia at the Grooming Lounge.
Very good.
It's Open Line Thursday, by the way, presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Windows are measured to fit for the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
All right, going to do the EP here in a little bit. Let's bang out a few of these calls.
All right, so this guy, Ray, has been texting me on the Zipline machine and claimed he's been scammed on some Puerto Rico, like, water hurricane relief deal.
Like some fund? Some,
water.
I don't know. He texted me 100 times, and it's
too much. He's really upset.
It's too much to read, so I just want him to explain exactly what happened.
All right, Raymond, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I really appreciate it. Well, basically, I just got back from Puerto Rico. I spent 10 days on a rescue mission for my grandmother. Since then, I actually experienced the true devastation and the water crisis.
Okay. What's it like there? What's it like there, man?
It's like a desert, man. It's like a middle of the winter in a tropical island. It's pretty heartbreaking.
How are people surviving with no power?
Yeah, how are people eating?
I don't get it. Food?
What's going on?
Well, that's the thing. Whatever's left is depleting. They're not getting the resources. Any canned food that they have, they're going through it. There's no economy. They're not surviving. Or they're just trying to. Anything that they have, people are sharing with each other and trying. So right now, what we've been doing is, when I got back, I worked with a family that has raised thousands and thousands of cases of water. She used my story videos, to help ramp up their campaign. And just yesterday, they denied me the 2,000 cases of water. They promised I have a 40-foot container coming to my house Tuesday, and now it's going to be empty. I'm personally going to be on the ground in San Juan to receive these donations and spread it to the town of Tualta in Puerto Rico, where my family and friends are.
Mm-hmm.
So
what happened? Somebody offered you a certain amount of cases of water, and now they backed out. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah. So when I got back, I saw on Fox 5 News they were reaching out to anybody that could help get this water to Puerto Rico. So I reached out to the correspondent. They put me in contact with the family. We've been working together for 12 days. Every day we've been communicating. I've worked out to where I have a company paying for a container that's already scheduled to be at my house. Since then, they decided, after they ramped up their campaign with all my videos of me on the ground, me helping the people, they decided, no, we can't give you the water, we're going to give it to the American Black Cross. So I'm logistically sitting here with no water. It's a sad story.
So they're giving them to somebody else. I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt since they're not here. They decided to give it to another group. Let's assume that they're a good group and they're doing the right thing. What do you want?
Assume that. I need help. If anybody's willing out there to help donate water, money's the last thing I need. The only resource that they don't have is water. And you guys don't understand how bad it is. I never in my life thought I would see something like this. You can reach me directly on my Facebook, Raymond Gonzalez, GONZALEZ. You can direct message me. You can add to my GoFundMe. So basically, we're just trying to scramble to get anybody that is willing to donate this water so I can get it directly to the people.
I cannot fathom. Hold on, Jason. I cannot fathom not knowing where my next bottled water is going to come from, because the water coming out of the faucet is, you know, will get me sick.
Have you talked to like the local Harris Teeters or the Food Lions, the grocery stores? Are they willing to help at all?
Yes. Yeah, so we're in the process right now. Target has donated a pallet. Giant is willing to donate a pallet. We're in the process of right now, because this just happened yesterday.
Okay.
So we're in the process of trying to get this. And yes, you cannot fathom, because there is no running water at that. I had to go to a mountain in a spring that's contaminated and hand carry water to the family side. I brought aqua tabs to purify this water to make it potable, and it's sad that you have to collect rainwater to take a shower, bro. 10 days, I bathed out of a bucket with a solo cup of cold water. And it's just not clean. People are sick. They're dying. And, you know, I know we're not talking about it. I know there's other stuff going on in the world. But, you know, this hit home. So it was really hard for me and, you know, everybody that's involved in it.
All right. So, if you can donate some – how many cases could you accommodate?
I can accommodate 2,000 cases, 22 pallets of water, 70,000 pounds of cargo. Okay. I have generators, food, clothing. I have essentials that I am personally delivering and receiving and handing out. I mean, it's a crisis, guys. It's a humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, sounds like. All right, so give your information again real quick, the Facebook and then your email or whatever you gave.
Okay, so my Facebook account is Raymond Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, no S's because I'm Puerto Rican. I have a rooster as my profile picture that you can find me at.
There's got to be a million email. Raymond Gonzalez's on Facebook.
Yeah, that's why I was giving you the picture.
All right.
Well, yeah, I gave you the picture. I'm in Woodbridge, Virginia,
okay.
If that helps.
All right.
My email address is RaymondLGonzalez@yahoo.com.
Okay.
All right. I can't give out more personal.
If you work in a grocery store, if you can help, if it's at a Target, just contact Raymond.
Appreciate it. What I like is that you're not asking for money. You want water.
Yeah.
You want to send
He's
water.
Doing good
I don't
work.
Want water. I don't want money. I want water. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's,
okay,
that's
I like
what
it.
It's about.
I like it. All right. Thank you, Raymond.
Hey, let me know how that goes.
I appreciate it. I will follow up, and thank you guys for your time. I really do appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right. Good luck. Yeah, I think about it all the time. I think they're saying I really do, because not only is JP's family from there, Cakes and I have each been to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I've been there several times. It's a place I like to take my family and get away for a week.
Yeah. It'll never be the same.
Well, I'm hoping that it will be.
It'll take years.
It'll take a long time.
I think they're saying by December they hope that 95% will have their power back. That's the last I had heard, but that's still months away.
But just think, they're just begging for water. I mean,
I can't imagine living that way.
That's how bad it is.
I honestly can't. I don't know how they're getting through the day. How do you keep your food? You have no electricity. So everyone has just got, like, you can't even have ice.
Yeah, I mean,
they're scrambling to stay alive.
So you just eat canned food and bottled water.
Yes.
I guess that's all and veggies and stuff. You get, you know, like carrots. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
How do you survive? It is.
So just do what you can to help. I mean, you heard it in his voice. The guy's desperate. He thought he was going to get hooked with these pallets of water, and they screwed him for whatever reason. So if you can reach out and help him.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to another worthy cause.
Yeah,
give
them
the benefit of the doubt. Who knows? Anyway. All right, want to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment? I'll try to entertain you
here.
Okay,
Richie.
Thank you. I feel guilty drinking my water now. A little bit.
You shouldn't feel guilty.
Slightly.
Well, you need it.
I mean, all those people in Puerto Rico have no access to water, and I have as much as I want.
You shouldn't feel guilty about it.
All right, well, donate. Go to Harris Teeter.
You can donate, but you shouldn't feel guilty.
I might do that.
Buy some jugs and give it to somebody.
It doesn't make any sense.
That will get it to those.
Sounds like a great idea.
Give it to Raymond.
Might have to do that.
All right. A lot of stories here. We're going to have to do. This is going to have to be a two-segmenter. Sorry, Lurch.
That's fine.
We
got Bruce the Hugger, though.
He's not ready yet.
Oh.
But Bruce is a whole segment.
And we also, you know what?
I wouldn't mind it.
Here's your savior. Here's your savior.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And we have a giveaway.
That's right. We got to do the one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder from the
80s. Your second segment's finito. Yeah,
are you shocked by this, Cakes? Despite promoting a sober lifestyle in 2012, Demi Lovato, shocker, was still using drugs, she reveals in her new documentary. She was doing all these public events. She was doing radio shows.
Right.
She was on a book tour, whatever it was. And shocker, she was sneaking cocaine in bathrooms, planes, throughout the night. She had 20 different sober companions, And she was just lying and pulling the okey-doke on all of them.
By the way, isn't that incredibly ballsy to bring cocaine on an airplane? Mm-hmm. I mean, like...
Well, she's probably flying private a lot.
Okay, I didn't think about that.
You don't go through security. Right?
Yeah.
That's true.
And she said she was doing it constantly. She had she actually thought she was overdosing at one point. And it got to the point where almost her entire crew, all of her professional staff, said they're going to leave her. She didn't stop. She's on the air. It's embarrassing. She's doing American Idol, performing, hammered, telling everyone she's sober.
Right.
They're just like, terrible performances.
Big liar.
They're like, you're a big liar. You're a big joke. It's embarrassing. We're going to leave. All of you are going to leave. And that what finally broke her, believe it or not, and it makes sense, is they took her phone and they said, the only way that this is going to work, we're going to take your phone. You're not just going to smash it. We're going to dump it in water. We're going to ruin your phone because they had all of her drug dealer contacts.
Oh.
And they had to start completely. She had to completely surrender. And that seemed to do the trick. So, you know.
They should have told the cops who was selling her the drugs. Or giving her the drugs, anyway.
Cops were plying her with drugs?
No, I'm saying the handlers
should have said, we're going to rat your dealers out.
Gotcha. This is a wacky story.
There.
I mean. I'm sure it's true. I don't know if this would work for anybody, but Blake Lively, Jason, I know you have
love
a thing
her.
For her. I mean, who wouldn't? She's a beautiful girl.
So hot.
She has a picture. So when she thinks about
so
eating.
So jelly of Ryan Reynolds.
To stay hot like that, I'm going to tell you, one thing you can't really eat, you might be able to do it once in a blue moon.
Sugar.
You're substrate free. Sugar, by and large. You definitely can't eat ice cream.
Right.
And so what she has is she says she has a picture. I don't know if she's doing a bit.
Once in a blue moon.
She claims she has a picture of Giselle, Tom Brady's wife,
right.
In her freezer. Right by the ice cream.
Right.
So when she opens it, she sees Giselle, and she goes, I can't do that.
Yeah. I want to be silly like Giselle.
And she has the ice cream because they have kids, so they're sure they give
probably.
Them the
ice cream. Because why do you have it in the house? Because I know this is – I tell my wife all the time.
Let me see that picture. I get sized.
I tell my wife all the time, why do we have Oreos in the house? Like, why do we have sherbet? Why do we have all this stuff? Because
– oh, sherbet. So rainbow sherbet?
And here's the
yum.
Thing. It's an easy, quick fix for the kids, something for them to snack on.
Yeah.
You don't eat it. But I will then kill it. You can't. It's like having Coke, and you're a Cokehead.
But you know what? We have ice cream. Believe me, my kids love ice cream. I don't eat it, but what I do eat is I eat peanut M&Ms.
Well, who
do you
doesn't
have those
like
in
those?
The house?
We always have
those.
We
are
have,
delicious.
I know. We have a little.
You tell your wife why
like
you're buying them.
We have like a trail mix jar, and it's got peanuts.
Trail mix.
It's got it's the trail mix. It's got peanuts. It's got the peanut M&Ms. What else does it have?
Raisins, cashews
it's
in
got,
there.
Yeah, it's got some almonds.
Gummy bears?
It's got the little chocolate Nestle. What do they call those things?
Crunch bars?
No, just like just, chocolate chips.
Yeah, the chips.
Oh. Chips?
Chips.
Dude, it's so
Chip
good.
The chips.
It's so good.
Do you get sized during Caps games when you look at the ice and there's a peanut M&M's advertisement on the ice? You probably get sized.
I haven't noticed it. But
well, you should.
That is my crack.
I love that, too.
Peanut M&M's is my crack.
We're coming to Halloween season.
Yes.
And it's just going to be a disaster. And I really try to cut down on my sugar significantly, but Halloween time, I'll just crumble.
It's impossible.
All I do is when my kids aren't looking, steal their candy.
Right.
Like literally like a crackhead.
And, of course, you can't bring M&M's here because it'll get stolen.
Yes, there's a big to-do about that yesterday.
Maybe we can.
I can't believe how many people are making such a big deal about it. I just kind of brought it up because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Man, now people are writing stories on the website about it. Chad Dukes is doing an hour.
You didn't know it was going to be such a big thing.
Everyone's just trying to kill time.
Just trying to kill time.
Just trying to get through the day, man. That's all.
Trying to get through. I get it. Someone just needs content.
There's only so much Josh Doxson you can talk. Let's go to Rob in Tampa. Rob, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Rob?
So something's been bothering me for years, and you finally kind of like hit the last straw with Dave Richard today.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to me how difficult this call screening software is? Because pull up a guy about Puerto Rico during speed round. Someone's always locked or unlocked, or you hang up with them because you have big dumb fingers. Like, what's
it's
the problem?
It's complicated software, my friend.
Well, I just didn't
read. Is it one of those big switchboards?
Radio Insider.
You got all those wires?
Right. No, it's mostly user error.
It's a good thing.
It's just on a computer. I mean, it's just right in front
of
us.
It's a little bit different. It's a little tricky to lock and unlock, I'll be honest.
Lock Rob in right now. See if you feel something different.
Yeah, lock him in while I do the silly read for McDonald's signature crafted recipe sandwiches.
I'm just going to drop them.
They're here. Pico guacamole made with real house avocados, sweet barbecue bacon made with thick cut applewood smoked maple bacon, and sriracha with limited edition sriracha mac sauce. And now with McDelivery, you can order McDonald's on Uber Eats and get a signature crafted sandwich delivered to your door. Download the Uber Eats app and try one today at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.